to infinity and beyond. With JC.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You got troubles, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and can see it through. 'Cause you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe, but none of them ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see, it's our destiny. You've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
And that was JC with You've Got a Friend in Me from the Toy Story trilogy.
Number one.
The trilogy.
Two and three.
I haven't seen two or three yet.
You should. Really? They're really good sequels.
I didn't like two as much as I liked three. I thought three was really strong.
I heard three was really good and sad.
Yeah, there were some really... Especially if you're like... our age, it's really sad
because we grew up
with like
it.
It's like we grew up with it, and like the idea of him going to college and stuff,
spoilers.
No, it's not a spoiler. Oh, everybody knows that's the premise of the movie. That like Andy is going to college.
That's like, and that we are in college and we saw this movie when we're his age.
Yeah, that's
the, that's true.
We grew up with the character pretty much.
Yeah,
all right. So back to JC. One of the first things I caught on instantly was that you had hints of Randy Newman in your voice. That's the way I perceived it. And Ambi would be proud because she loves Randy Newman.
Oh, yeah. She totally loves Randy Newman.
Which is why she switched weeks. Okay, moving on.
Oh, boy.
Overall, I liked it. For me, I thought he skipped or missed something with the energy or the buildup. I might be wrong, but it felt like it was missing something. But overall, I liked it.
Yeah, I agree with you on the impression of Randy Newman. Like, it kind of sounded like you were pushing some of your singing into your nose, like, to create this kind of, like, I can't even do it. Like, I just tried to do it and I failed. Sound, I don't know, it was strange. Yeah, I agree too. I felt like you were almost there energy wise but just like not enough. Like, I just wish you had had more energy. Like, you like almost got there but didn't quite get there. Like, it just felt like a little off to me. I don't know, that's really all I wrote as well. So I pretty much said everything Zelena said.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot to add. I like that you chose this song. It's like one of the good old classic Pixar songs, so that was great. And yeah, and I agree with the little nasal comment, especially on your O's. I thought the reverb was a little strong for my liking, but like these headphones are super clear, so they pick up on every little noise, which is ironic because I never hear like the mic clicks and pops and stuff that everyone else talks about. I agree. There's something missing in it. It's not like you sounded uncomfortable singing it, but like it lacked like that sparkle or something. But still a good job. It's just not my favorite song you've done, but still good. And that's all I have. Mm-hmm. Are we done?
I'm good.
Wow, I like the syncing on that. Up next is Cookies. She comes in peace.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks up ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, well, just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You've got troubles, well, I'm gone too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and we'll see it through. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you. And as the years go by, boy, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You've got a friend in me. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah. You've got a friend in me.
Ooh, Sharp Cookies singing You Got a Friend again. Well, not again, but we just heard it from the other person.
First double.
Dun, dun, dun.
I feel bad that Cookie always gets doubled on for some reason.
Oh, she does.
Why?
I liked this song for you. I thought it was a little low at some points, like, but you, like, made up for it in other ways, so it, like, worked out. Your mixing was, like, kind of weird on this. Like, there was moments when I could kind of, like, tell you did it in sections. Mm-hmm. Like, you could hear the, like, cuts of where your recording, like, stopped and started. There was a big mic puff at, like, 45 seconds, I think it was, like, around there.
I think that was more, it was either a mic puff or, like, mic movement. That's what I had.
Yeah, there was some mic-ness. but I liked the way that you sang this. I thought the quality of singing was really great. Like, you had a really cute, like, emotion on it. Like, you were kind of like, don't worry about it. Like, it had this very, like, relaxed,
laid back,
chill. Yeah, like, very, like, comfortable feel. And I liked the, like, jazziness you had in your voice, too. So I thought, like, your song was really good. And I thought you had good energy and emotion on it. And, like, I also liked your vocals. But I felt like, partially, it was, like, decreased for me because of your, like, weird mixing. Like, I like, feel like you should have noticed that you had, like, a giant mic movement or puff or whatever it was.
Oh. Yeah, I kind of have generally the same notes as Rochelle. And it's kind of ironic because I thought JC had a little too much reverb. I thought your song could have used a little bit to, like, soften it a bit. Mixing wise, I like some of your liberties you did, and going off the comment Rochelle had about the song being too low for you, I like the ones in the verse where you kind of like adjusted the melody so that you could, like, you didn't have to go as low as it is in the original, so that was good. Some of your liberties were odd though in the chorus and towards the end. And like there was one, I'm not sure if it was a liberty or like you were just singing it straight out at 120 in the bridge, and the me and you, it sounded pretty off. I don't know. It didn't sound like on pitch so much for me. But I mean, overall, it was good, Cookies. Zell?
Okay, I have to agree. I like the laid back jazzy feel you have in your voice for this. You had some of the energy building that we were missing in the last performance of the song. Along with Jeffrey's note, I did notice that there was something with that was off time, whether it was singing similar to a different version, liberties, or like you didn't know the song, although I don't think that was the case. Let's see what else. I also have there was some parts where you can tell this was not in your entirely in your range, and your energy wavered every now and then. I mean, because you had good energy overall, but sometimes you just kept. I think it's when you had pitchy problems. I like Destiny at 140. I think I wrote. It was one of those really long Destinies, and I really liked that one.
Oh, I liked that too. I forgot to write that down, but when you said it,
Yeah,
I like completely remembered. It was really good.
and like the next long note too. I really liked the vibrato on that one. Let's see. What at 45 seconds, pog my movement. We already got that. And the mixing was slightly a bit off for me, but other than that, it was good.
Good job, Cookies.
Yum 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 yum
Oh gosh, not that again.
yum.
Okay, I'm done.
Done.
Eat cookie.
Up next is Aria, here to save the day.
I have got so much to give. I swear I do. I may not have 9 lives. This one feels brand new. Yes, I've lived a good one. I have tried to be true. There are some things I've never realized till I met you. How the wind. Barking at the moon. There is no home like the one you've got, 'cause that home belongs to you. Woo-hoo, here I come. Woo-hoo. I may not see in color, babe, but I sure can feel blue. I have been a lot of things. They may not all be true. My experience was so mysterious till I met you. And now the sun. Barking at the moon. There is no home like the one you've got, 'cause that home belongs to you. Woo-hoo, here I come.
So that was Aria singing Barking at the Moon from Boat, which was really exciting. I liked your song
An
choice, Aria. Nice.
obscure.
Yes, obscure. We like obscure.
Yes.
I thought you fit the style of the song very nicely, Aria. It wasn't quite country, it was kind of like folky, and I like the sound of your voice on it. Harmony's check mark, that was good. And I thought your performance and your vocals were very good on this as well. Like, I don't really have a lot to say, actually. It was just very nice and pleasant to listen to. It was good. Good job, Aria.
Yeah.
Zell?
I have pretty much the same notes, except now I want you to sing Dolly Parton just from
What?
hearing this. I think she'll fit Dolly Parton music, okay. But aside from that, yeah, I liked it. I really have no notes to add, because I pretty much agree with Jeffers.
Yeah, I like am in complete agreement. Like, I loved your emotion. I loved your energy. I think stylistically you captured the song like really well. And I think that your harmonies were beautiful. Aria makes beautiful music.
She does. She
I'm like
does.
kind of obsessed with the song that she did for Rockstar. Like, I've listened to it like so many times. I think she just like has a great voice and like there's just so much like talent. Like, I just like really loved it. I thought she did. This was my favorite of the night.
It was.
Good job, Aria.
Good job.
Are we done here?
Done.
Done. Breaking into the 50-foot tower is Omi Pride 09.
All those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, all that time never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now I'm here, blinking in the starlight. Now I'm here, suddenly I see. Standing here, it's all so clear. I'm where I'm meant to be. And at last I see the light. And it's like the fog has lifted. And at last I see the light. And it's like the sky is new. And it's warm and everything looks different now that I see
the world has somehow shifted.
All right, and if you haven't figured it out already, that was Omi Pride 09, back in the game.
Woo! So, yes, we'll cover it later.
We had a drop.
Yeah, but we'll cover all this later, I guess.
Yes. Okay, so, for those who don't know, this is actually a treat for most of y'all, because if you don't keep up, this is Tangled's music. It's I See the Light. It's the Rapunzel and Flynn Rider duet. Mm-hmm. And yes, Ambi would be proud.
It's leaked. So technically, the fact that we're listening to it is illegal. And the fact that he covered it is even more illegal. So,
legal Disney people, we love you.
Well, in one week it'll be part legal. Two. 1 week and 4 days, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, where to start off? I have a lot of mixing issues with this. For me, the reverb was too much.
Yep, agree.
Volume levels were all over the place, especially with duets. You topped a lot.
There was a couple of parts where you could hear the backtrack, too. Like the vocal cut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, and you could hear the backtrack.
Right, and we did allow vocal cuts for this challenge, so we can't really. Okay. Because we figured there weren't going to be that many for a lot of the songs. And now you know. Okay, but I did get to hear Alan Menken's lovely scoring, which made me happy. You did have some moments where you're off sync in the duets every now and then. I have at 3:12 for one. Flynn's solo lines were a little too loud or toppy, and he could use a little more emotion. I didn't exactly was fond of Rapunzel's voice that he used. Mm-hmm. It was a little too falsetto sounding for me rather than
I felt like he shouldn't. Because, like, he's not a girl, and, like, I know that he can sing really high, but I felt like he tried too hard to be, mm-hmm. like, falsetto-y slash feminine, and it just did not come across well. Like, that didn't work for me.
Sometimes you can you can self-duet, but, like, this didn't sound, this wasn't a good choice to self-duet on.
Right. So, yeah, those were my notes.
Yeah, that was basically all I had, like, pretty much a similar thing. Like, there was a couple of points when it sounded like you had a mic puff, and, like, I didn't really like your voice for the girl. Like, I thought it was your Rapunzel voice was too fake. Like, it just sounded like you were really forcing it, and, like, it was too high for you. Mm-hmm. And I liked your, it's Flynn, right?
Yeah? Yes.
Flynn, yeah.
Flynn voice, like, a lot more, because, like, it was more, like, in your natural, normal range, and, like...
It sounded natural.
Yeah, like, it sounded like it just was better, and, like, your emotion as him was better, because, like, I felt like your emotion and energy was put into, like, the voice you were doing, and, like, trying to sound like a girl for the other one, mm-hmm. as opposed to, like, just being a guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. And Rapunzel's part in the chorus at the very highest parts, it sounded a bit strainy and pushing on your range. Yeah, I like your Flynn part much better range-wise, and I like your lower range a lot, Omi, even though you don't really use it too much. Like, yeah, at one point, it's a shame. Yeah, it's really nice. And at one point, I didn't even recognize you when you first came in. It didn't sound like the usual Omi, so I like that part. Overall, for both parts, I could have had more emotion, more loving and longing in the song. But yeah, that's about all I have. So are we done?
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Results time!
Woo!
Yay!
Hey.
At 3:30 in the morning. Woohoo!
Oh gosh. This episode took longer than it should have, but yeah. So, unfortunately, Faded Phantom was unable to submit tonight, so we brought back Omi, which I just realized we forgot to mention when Omi's song came up. But yeah, we brought back Omi from who spent last week to replace Faded, who dropped this week. And we also brought back Sharp Cookies
Last
because,
week. Last week we brought her back.
Oh, last week we brought back Sharp Cookies as for reclarification because Mary Feather was unable to submit, although she did submit, but like not on time. So instead of like giving everyone another free pass, we decided to cut someone and then bring someone back to compete, which is kind of ironic because we brought back Omi anyway, who was cut last week too. So it's a
Yeah, there's a lovely irony in all this.
yes. So our special guest, Roaring Robot, is going to announce the winner tonight. So
The winner of tonight was definitely Aria. She performed her song incredibly, and she just sounded really beautiful on it. So I think Aria definitely won
So good
for
job,
all three of
Arya.
us.
You are safe.
Woo! And would you like to announce the first save of the night as well?
Yeah, Princess Clary is also safe.
Good job, Princess Clary.
Ooh.
Okay, so my next save is going to be JC, or AKA Genesis now on the VH.
Oh, gotcha.
So yeah, you're
Okay.
safe.
Genesis. That's what it's pronounced. I was wondering how it was pronounced. Okay. So I get fourth save, the third saved, and that's going to be Russ.
Yay,
Hey
Russ.
Russ, you are safe. So, bottom two tonight are Omi Pride 09 and Sharp Cookies. Which is really sad because you were both brought back this episode and we
And that's part
felt
of the irony.
yeah, and we felt that there were both some big problems in both of your songs tonight. So
And
we
this is top f and this is going for the top five, so we had to be really nitpicky.
And we debated it a very long time and we went deep and all the way like into history and all that and so forth.
Yeah.
So
We
we
researched
did.
your past like thoroughly.
We're like stalkers.
Felt like
So
me and Amby looking for Jeffers' Facebook, but go on.
I guess, wait, what? Oh yeah, the search for my elusive Facebook. Even Rochelle's in the search.
I don't want to talk about it. It makes me really angry.
We will deal with this after the episode. So, I guess, again, our guest judge, Rach, will announce the last save.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well,
Hey, but
it
you're not
falls
saying
on
who's
you.
cut.
I don't say who's cut, I guess. Well, the last person we decided to save. Wait, is am I? Wait, hold on. I want to make sure. I like don't want to say the wrong
Yes.
thing. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is Omi? So Omi, you're safe.
And unfortunately, that means Sharp Cookies, you're eliminated this week. It's really sad, but it was very close. You both were very close.
Right.
I love cookies.
I know, cookies.
I don't have my snack anymore. That's a really bad joke. Please don't choke.
I started laughing and it turned into like choking.
Don't die, Jeffers.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
So that means top
that's
five.
exciting. We're like
Woo.
2 weeks away from finale, I think, or three. I'm not sure,
Well,
but we're getting really close.
yeah, we're getting close. So that being said, I'm gonna talk about next week's theme. And quite frankly, we don't want another Disney
Oh
challenge.
dear.
So, Abby and I propose the I'm Sick of Disney challenge. Pretty much, you can sing any non-Disney animated film. And a few of those would be Thumbelina, Quest for Camelot, American Tail, Anastasia, anything Don Bluth, Cats Don't Dance, Corpse Bride, Prince of Egypt, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
It's a very broad theme. Pretty much anything animated, not Disney.
Right, and I think we're gonna have a set list. I mean, it's a very long versatile list.
Yeah,
So
and
don't post any crap.
more details will be in the email, which will be sent out soon. But if you're in the listen, which yeah, if you're in the listen, you can send us messages and ask and so forth.
Questions, yes. And what else was I gonna say? That will be due on the 19th, next Friday, at 11:59 EST PM. Am I
Yes.
forgetting anything?
I don't think so. And if we are, I'll edit it in somehow. But yeah, I think that's all. So
Okay.
yeah, thank you again, Rochelle, for subbing in
Ooh,
and
of
being
course, it was super fun. Thanks for having
our
me.
awesome guest judge
Thank
tonight.
you. Woo!
So
Add
yeah.
an applause.
I think that wraps up this episode. Anything else, you guys?
I'm gonna miss you, cookies.
We love
Yeah, we love
you.
you, cookies. We love you too, Rach.
Oh, I love you guys.
Oh. All
Aw.
right, good night, everyone.
Good night, y'all.